Recently, that there is a new Robin Hood movie coming out, and I won't see it because, in my mind, there is really only one Robin Hood movie, and that's the Kevin Costner version. That's The Prince of Thieves, and he's a terrible actor. He really is, but I like his movies for some reason. In the Robin Hood, The Prince of Thieves, Kevin Costner's version of the story, and you know the story of Robin Hood. He shoots bows and arrows. He does all that kind of stuff. He steals from the rich to give to the poor, and he does this. And his nemesis in all the stories is the Sheriff of Nottingham, who is this vile and wicked man who is trying to plot to become King of England while King Richard is out fighting in the Crusades. And the Sheriff of Nottingham really is. At least in the Kevin Costner version, two-faced. He's a great example of a hypocrite. Because at one point in the movie, they show him going into Mass, and he's enjoying the Lord's Supper, and he's worshiping with other believers. But in the very next scene, he's going down into the dungeons of his castle where he has this witch locked away, and he uses her to do fortune-telling and all sorts of vile things. And other times he's killing people and he's committing adultery and he's plotting all these evil things. He's a two-faced hypocrite. He goes into worship at one point and he murders at another. And he's the example that we have today of the people that Jeremiah is speaking out against. Jeremiah, as a prophet, has a very difficult job to do. He is called by God to go in and speak to the people of Judah, the people in Jerusalem. And he has a hard message for them because these people are very disobedient to the Lord's commands. They have fallen far away from the Lord. In fact, they are worshiping other gods. And so in our passage in chapter 7 today, Jeremiah is literally standing right outside the temple as people are walking into worship. He is there to greet them. But he doesn't greet them in the same way that one of our greeters might greet you. He doesn't give them a handshake, doesn't say hello, good, welcome to see you, welcome to church this morning. Instead, he stands there in the gate accusing them, bringing down the word of the Lord against them as they come into worship. He tells them that they are like robbers. They are like thieves. They are murderers. And they're treating the house of God, God's own temple, as their hideout, their den, their getaway place. They treat it as though they can do whatever they want Monday through Saturday and then come into the Lord's temple, make things right with God, balance the scales, and then leave the hideout and go back out to whatever nonsense they have planned for the week. He tells them that they act as though they have God contained in this house on earth, and that he is there to do their will and their whims, that he is there to somehow balance the cosmic scales against them, to be a safe haven for them to get their energy back, to go back to doing what they were doing before. And so Jeremiah, speaking the word of the Lord, lays all sorts of crimes and charges against them. They're murdering. They're thieving. They're bearing false witness. They're committing adultery. They're worshiping other gods. Basically, Jeremiah lays before them the Ten Commandments and says, you're doing all these things wrong. You're breaking every single one of them, yet you come in to worship the Lord as if it's no big deal. And not only this, but they're doing these things against the most vulnerable people in society. The foreigner, the widow, the orphan, those who cannot defend themselves. They are two-faced like the Sheriff of Nottingham. And so the Lord tells them, change your ways. Live right, and you can live in this land. Live poorly, and I'm kicking you out. He says this to people as they come to worship him. Imagine that. The Lord tells them this as they enter into the very temple on earth to come and worship the Lord. Today's message from Jeremiah is a harsh message, but we need to hear this. It's a message against hypocrisy in our own lives, hypocrisy in worship. Because the church is not a den of thieves. It's not a place for robbers to gather. It's not a cove for pirates to hide out in. Jeremiah's message is that the Lord knows what is in our heart. He knows the content and the motivations we have. And his message is that if you come here, you come into worship with the hope that somehow by coming here the scales will be leveled and I can go back out and do whatever I want Monday through Saturday, that you better think again. Because that is exactly what the Lord does not want in his places of worship. To the Lord, who we are on Sundays needs to match who we are Monday through Saturday. And who are we to be? We can infer this from our reading in Jeremiah and from other places in Scripture. Who are we to be Monday through Saturday? We are to be people who care for the vulnerable around us. And that can look different in many ways. It could be those who are elderly and aged and have difficulty getting around. It can be those who look or act different. I think especially of kids in our schools who are being bullied. They are the vulnerable, and we are to care for them. We are to care for those who are most vulnerable around us. That's who we are supposed to be Monday through Saturday. Monday through Saturday, we are supposed to be people who fear the Lord, worship and serve Him only. Last week in Bible study, adult Bible study, we were reading in Acts chapter 5, and we read this ridiculous story that just is alarming for being in the New Testament. It's about this guy and his wife, Ananias and Sapphira, who were essentially lying to the disciples and lying to the Holy Spirit. And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, knows that they're lying. And when Peter calls him out on his lie, the Holy Spirit kills Ananias right there on his own doorstep. And when his wife has a chance to confess their sin of lying to God, she doesn't. And bam, she dies right then and there. And the lesson is, God is not our buddy. He is not someone to be toyed with. He is the creator of the universe. He is to be feared. He is to be feared because he is God and we are not. He is holy, we are not. And we have been called to serve and worship him and him alone. On Monday through Saturday, we need to remember that we are to fear and serve the Lord and the Lord only. Who are we to be Monday through Saturday? We are also called to be humble and repentant people of faith. And this one is the realization that the Lord requires something from us that we actually can't achieve. The Lord requires something from us that we can't actually achieve. The Lord requires that we live in faith to Him. The Lord requires that we are living in obedience to Him, to His commands. But the Lord also knows that we can't achieve that. And we need to know that too. What does the Lord desire in us? He desires that we live humbly, knowing that He is God and that we are not. He desires that we be repentant people of faith. When we are this, when we are people of faith, when we fear the Lord, when we serve Him, recognize Him only as our God, when we care for those that are before us, then the Lord makes this His safe haven for sinners. Then this is a place where those who know their sin can come and receive the forgiveness of the Lord. Robin Hood isn't actually the Prince of Thieves. The true Prince of Thieves is Jesus Christ our Lord, who died for robbers and thieves like you and I. That when we are repentant of our sin, we receive His forgiveness and are welcomed into His house to receive all the benefits that He has for us. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, You have called us to do many things. You have called us to live according to Your word, and we fail it in so many ways. Help us, O Lord, not to ignore our failures, not to flaunt our sin, but to know that when we sin against You, that You would see us to continue to return to You in faith, to return to You for forgiveness. Help us, O Lord, to be contrite people, to know our sin, and to confess it to You. We thank You, O Lord, for the death of Jesus, His suffering, His resurrection for us, that we might be forgiven and might have safe haven in Your arms. We pray this in Your name.